Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次一同在主面前等候思想他的话。
Thanks for the Lord to allow us to meditate about His word again.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你不但借着你的爱子完成了救赎。
Not only through your beloved Son that you accomplished the salvation.
我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Our Christ Jesus resurrected from death.
他升上高天。
He ascended to the heaven.
他坐在父神的右边。
He sat on the right hand side of our Lord.
你已经立他为主为基督了。
And you set him as the Lord as the Christ.
这对我们是一个福气，也是一个重大的需要认识的。
To us is a blessing that we have to totally understand.
我们需要你赐给智慧启示的灵。
And we require the revelation spirit.
我们需要你亲自把你设立你儿子为主为基督的实际启示给我们。
We need you to reveal to us the fact that you set your son as the Christ.
求你向我们心说话。
Please speak to our heart.
求你真是让我们在这里遇见你自己。
May we meet you yourself.
也堵住我们的破口。
And fill our loophole.
你让我们得着敞开的天，能够得着你从宝座来的供应。
So that we can see this open heaven and receive the provisions from heaven.
也求你管制那应当被管制的。
And please bound what need to be bounded.
叫我们在聚集中不见一人，只见耶稣。
So that among everyone we don't see anyone else except Jesus.
我们再一次把赞美感谢归给你。
We give thanks and praise again to you.
愿你得到你当得的荣耀、敬拜和爱戴。
May you receive the glory and love.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
先读哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3,
第五、第六节,
verse 5 and 6.
我们并不是凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的知识，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意。因为那字句是叫人死，经义是叫人活。
He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
那我们再看第四章第五节，哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servant for Jesus' sake.
这个传这个字，原文是宣告的意思 ，proclaim.
To spread the gospel in the original text means proclaim.
传基督耶稣为主，宣告耶稣基督是主。
To preach Jesus Christ as the Lord.Meaning to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Lord.
那主呢？这个字是代表权柄、管制、管理。
Lord represents sovereignty and control.
它也代表废后的所有权。
And it also represents all the authority.
所以我们是宣告耶稣基督为主。
So we proclaim Jesus Christ as the Lord.
他对我们有所有权。
And he has all the sovereignty on us.
他对我们有引导，有管制，有各种的权柄。
He has guidance on us, and he has discipline on us, and all the rights on us.
好，我们再看，使徒行传第二章。
And let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 2.
我们从十四节读起。
Verse 14.
十四节读起，我们读多一点啊，这十四节一直读到。第二章结束。
Verse 14 to the end of the chapter.
彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。”
Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say.
你们想这些人是醉了, 其实不是醉了, 因为时候刚到四处。
Then men are not, these men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning.
这正是先知约珥所说的。
No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
神说, 在末后的日子, 我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的, 你们的儿女要说预言, 你们的少年人要见异象, 老年人要做异梦。
In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams.
在那些日子, 我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女, 他们就要说预言。
Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy.
在天上, 我要显出奇事, 在地下, 我要显出神迹, 有血, 有火, 有烟雾。
I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke.
日头要变为黑暗, 月亮要变为血, 这都在主大而明显的日子。
The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord.
到那时候, 凡求告主名的, 就必得救。
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
以色列人啊, 请听我的话, 神借着拿撒勒人耶稣, 在你们中间施行异能, 奇事, 神迹, 将他证明出来, 这是你们自己知道的。
Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人,你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of the wicked man, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
神却将死的痛苦解释了,叫他复活, 因为他原不能被死拘禁。
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
大卫指着他说,我看见主,藏在我眼前。 他在我右边,
David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken.
所以我心里欢喜, 我灵快乐, 并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。
Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope.
因你并不将我的灵魂撇在阴间, 也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay.
你已将生命的道路指示我, 必叫我因见你的面, 得着满足的快乐。
You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.
弟兄们, 先祖大卫的事, 我们可以明明地对你们说, 他死了也葬埋了, 并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day.
大卫既是先知, 又晓得神曾向他启示, 要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。
But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne.
就预先看明这事, 讲论基督复活, 说, 他的灵魂不撇在阴间, 他的肉身也不见朽坏。
Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay.
这耶稣, 神已经叫他复活了, 我们都为这事做见证。
God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact.
他既被神的右手高举, 又从父, 受了所应许的圣灵, 就把你们所看见, 所听见的浇灌下来。
Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说， 主对我主说， 你坐在我的右边。
For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand.
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。Therefore,
let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们。” 我们当怎样行?
When the people heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
彼得说,你们个人要悔改,奉耶稣基督的名受洗,叫你们的罪得赦,就必领受所赐的圣灵。Peter
replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。The
promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
彼得还用许多话作见证，劝勉他们说：“你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的世代。”
With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, Save yourself from this corrupt generation.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。
Those who accepted his message and were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神迹。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miracles, signs were done by the apostles.
信的人都在一处，房屋公用。
All the believers were together and had everything in common.
并且卖了田产，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had needed.
他们天天同心合意，横切地在店里，在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart.
赞美神得众民的喜爱。 主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
我们一段时间一直在思考新约执事的特征。
For a time, we have been meditating about ministers of God.
那我们现在是来到这个特征，就是宣告传基督耶稣为主。
So we come here to study the proclamation of God. Jesus as the Christ.
基督耶稣是讲到耶稣已经死而复活，升上高天。Christ
Jesus represents that he is the one who has resurrected from death and ascended to heaven.
所以传他为主。So
we are preaching, proclaiming him as the Lord.
那既然他是主。So
he is the Lord.
那我们在传他的时候，不只是用我们的口语来传。When
we are preaching him, we are not just using word.
所以在 使徒行传第二章有一幅很美的图画。
So in the book of Acts chapter 2 there is this beautiful picture.
这是神自己做的。
It was done by God himself.
这个不是出于人的安排的。
It's not arranged by men.
就是当教会一开始的时候，就是基督身体的出现。
So when church started, it was the body of Christ.
所以当他们得恩赐的时候，是圣灵给恩赐。
And then when they received grace, it was gifted by the Holy Spirit.
所以那个恩赐不是训练出来的。
So the gift was not trained.
他们没上过任何的学校。
They have not been taking any lessons.
这一群圣徒，他们就是单纯的相信主所应许他们的。
But this group of brothers, saints, were just simply believing what God has given to them.
他们就是在使徒行传第一章主复活以后跟他们讲国度的事情。
They are those group who was taught by Jesus in the book of Acts chapter 1.
所以他们的眼睛看见神的国度，他们也愿意活在神国度的实际。
Their eyes see the kingdom of God, and they're willing to live in the kingdom of God.
而主在第使徒行传第一章也跟他们讲，这个要受圣灵的浸，就是成为基督的身体。
And the first book of Acts, chapter 1, also mentioned that they have to receive this sacrifice.
另外，在第一章主又提到，这个要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地，直到地极，为耶稣基督做见证。
And it also mentioned that from the land of Jude to the end of the world, that they have to testify the Lord as the Lord.
并且第一章主就被接升天去了。
And chapter 1 mentioned that the Lord was ascended to heaven.
因为他们不但是蒙恩得救是真实的。
So the receiving mercy and be saved is real.
更重要的就是他们跟主有一个渴慕、一个爱慕的关系。
And the more important thing is that they have this love and desire among them.
所以主耶稣他回到天上，主说他还要再来。
So when Jesus Lord said he is going to return to the heaven, but he will return.
所以他们就有120个人去在一个小楼上祷告。
So the 120 brothers were praying in this small room.
我相信第一章所讲的那四个重点就是他们祷告的主要的重点。
I assured that the four points emphasized in the chapter 1 were in their prayer.
因为他们看重主，看重主所说的。
Because they pay attention to what Lord said.
哦，虽然这个当时见看见主耶稣复活的有五百个。
Even though there were 500 who saw the resurrection of Jesus.
但是真正瞧好去祷告的120个。
But only 120 went to prayer.
所以开始经历基督身体的实际被圣灵浇灌下来，就是这一百二十开始。
So those who actually experienced the pouring of Holy Spirit were this 120.
但虽然是120人，但他又是为着全体的。
Even though the only 120 brothers, but it's for the whole body of Christ.
所以神那个工作就越做越大。
So God can do a greater job from these.
那当圣灵浇灌的时候，许多不会说别国语言的就突然会说了。
And when Holy Spirit poured down, those who cannot speak other languages start to speak other language.
这一面看到基督的身体，那个肢体得到恩赐的是何等的奇妙。
So then you will see how miraculous of receiving gift from Holy Spirit.
另外一面，神也是借着基督的身体显出神国度的见证。
And on the other side, Lord has revealed the Christ to show the kingdom of God.
神的国度是超越地上的国度。
Kingdom of God surpassed the kingdom on earth.
我们常常落在一个为难的光景。
We are always perplexed.
如果我们在地上是属于某个国度的。
If we belong to a certain country.
我们拿地上某一个护照。
We are holding a certain passport.
我们很可能就被那个护照就完全限制。
And we are bounded by that certain passport.
因为我们是流着那个血。
Because we are staying in that country.
因为我们讲的是那样的语言。
Because we are speaking in that language.
但是主今天做了一个事情。
But Lord has done this work.
当圣灵把恩赐浇灌下来的时候。
When the Holy Spirit was poured down.
不会说那国话的人，居然说那国的话。
Those who cannot speak other language start speaking.
说的人震撼，听的人也震撼。
The one who spoke were amazed, and the one who heard were also surprise.
所以这里有一个重大的意义，是神的国度是超越地上一切的国度。
So then we will see that the kingdom of God is surpassing what we think.
所以当我们进到教会的时候，我们不应当被地上的这些的原来旧的情况来限制。
So when we are in church, we should not be bounded from what we think in the earth.
所以宣告耶稣基督是主。
Proclaiming Lord is Jesus is the Lord.
在基督身体的实际里面就能宣告。
And we can proclaim it in the body of Christ.
前面看到是恩赐。
We see grace, gift.
你后面看到他们一起擘饼，一起祷告。
Later on, we see that they break bread together and pray together.
一起交通。
Fellowship together.
这都是身体的生活。
This is the body living.
所以擘饼聚会不是只是一个形式上的聚会。
So our Lord's table breaking bread is not just a ceremony.
所以它也是一个灵里面，在神面前，也在人当中的。
It is among the Holy Spirit's work.
而且你会发现，他们就很自然的开始圣徒彼此的帮助。
And you will see that gradually, immediately they start helping each other.
这里没有任何的安排。
There is no special arrangement.
这里的后面的安排就是神，就是圣灵。
The one who is arranging is the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就有的人就卖了田产，或者他们就在一起生活，他们不会觉得说我多出一点钱，我多做一点事，不会这个去强调这个东西。
So they start living together, and some sell their possessions and goods.
他们觉得在一起就是要跟耶稣基督在一起。
And they feel that they're living together is to live with Christ Jesus.
他们在一起是满有主的同在。
When they are together, they are filled with God.
满有神的工作。
With God's work as well.
当需要神的能力彰显的时候，神的能力就彰显。
When God's power needs to be revealed, God's power revealed.
所以当彼得走到圣殿去的时候，看见那个生来就瘸腿的。
So when Peter walked into the temple and saw the crippled person.
那个时候圣灵感动他，就叫他起来行走。
Holy Spirit touched him, and he called the person to stand up and walk.
后面没有任何学校的训练。
There is no training at all.
没有任何人的指派。
And there is no support from men.
是出于宝座。
But it's coming from the throne.
所以那个耶稣基督在天上，他也在地上，因为他借着他的身体彰显。
Even though Jesus Christ is on the heaven, but he is also on the earth.
那宣告耶稣基督是主，在身体的生活，在身体的这个基督身体的实际里面，就会显出来。
So the Jesus Christ is revealed through this body of Christ.
那另外呢，当人不懂神做的事的时候，我们只能回到神的话里面。
When men don't understand God's work, we can only come back to His word.
神做事的时候，神他的话可能早就说过了。
Before God do His work, actually He already put it in words.
我们不懂，我们不知道，可能是我们对神的话还不够清楚。
We don't understand because we do not understand His word ahead of time.
或者是圣灵还没有向我们开启。
Or Holy Spirit has not opened us.
但无论如何，神的话的绝对性、至高性是不可对抗的。
But no matter what, God's word is trustworthy.
我们读这个何西阿书的时候，
And when we are reading the book of Hosea,
有这么一句话，
There is this word.
这个神借着何西阿责备以色列人。
When God rebuked the Israelites through Hosea,
结果责备，就是他责备以色列人是用什么话呢？他说他们如亚当被约。
And he said, the Lord said that they rebellious just like Adam.
当我们读创世纪第一章、第二章的时候，
When we were reading the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2,
我们看好像没有感觉神跟亚当立什么约啊。
We did not see the covenant between God and Adam.
但是呢，在何西阿书里面呢，何西阿就说，神借着何西阿说，他们就像亚当一样，背了神跟他立的约。
But Hosea proclaimed of God's word, saying that the Israelites had rebellious just like Adam.
是不是何西阿讲错了？
Did Hosea say the wrong word?
不是。
No.
神说话，是就是，不是就不是。
God spoke. Yes is yes. No is no.
神就是小声的说话，都是很重要的话。
Even when God whispers, it's still a very important word.
神不需要跟我们大声吼叫。
Lord do not need to speak loudly on us.
我们常常就是怕别人听不懂，听不清楚我们讲什么，所以我们声音越来越大，越来越亮，越来越亮。
A lot of time we are afraid that people don't understand us, so we raise our voice.
神不需要这样。
But God did not need to do that.
神只要轻轻地说话， God, 重要的话就是重要的话。
God just need to lightly speak to you, and those are all important.
命令的话就是命令的话。
A command is a command.
结果我们如果回到创世纪第一章就发现。
So if we go back to the book of Genesis chapter 2.
神吩咐亚当说，那棵树知识善恶树不可以吃。
God told Adam that the tree of knowledge of good and evil fruit cannot be eaten.
那我去查那个原文，神吩咐那个字呢，那个字是很厉害的字。
God spoke to him, and that speaking is important.
那个字像制定宪法的那个字，就是神的吩咐像制定一个宪法一样。
God order is a covenant, is a law.
所以我相信亚当是听清楚了。
So I believe Adam had heard it clear.
因为他不听清楚，传不下来的。
Because if he did not hear clear, he would not.
没有办法传递下来。
Oh, he would not be able to pass the order.
所以神吩咐的时候是用像制定宪法的那个字。
So when God gave him this order, it's like giving a command.
后来亚当吃了知识善恶树。
But Adam ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
犯罪了。
He sinned.
神责备他的时候，神又用这个字，我不是这样的告诉你吗？
When the Lord rebuked him, he said, "Didn't I told you?"
所以这个是给我一个很大的提醒。
And this is a great reminder to me.
不在乎我顺服不顺服神。
It doesn't matter whether I obey or not.
神的话自显为是。
God's word is yes.
我不顺服神的话还是对的。
If I do not obey, the God's word is still correct.
当然我顺服神，那我就进入神旨意的带领。
If I obey, then I enter into the guidance of God.
所以这件事是很宝贵的。
So this is precious to us.
那彼得他在面对这个圣灵的工作的时候，
And when Peter is facing this work of Holy Spirit,
他就用神的话来解释这个情形。
He used God's word to explain.
其实也不是他，其实后面是圣灵。
But it's actually Holy Spirit's work.
因为圣灵把那个话，把那个现象，用神的话，让他想起神的话说过的什么。
Because Holy Spirit reminded him what God has spoken in the Old Testament.
他说的三段话。
He said three paragraphs.
一段话就是用约珥书第二章的话。
First one is in the chapter two.
他这一段话呢是宣告神末后的日子已经到了。
This was said by Prophet Joel, and he proclaimed the end of the world.
就这个对我们是很重要的。
This is important to us.
今天我们已经在末后的日子。
Today we are at the end of the last days.
在但以理书里面第九章。
Book of Daniel chapter 9
提到了神向但以理启示了七十个期。
That Lord has revealed 77 to Daniel.
七十个期。
77。
就是神用以色列人被掳归回之后所经历的，用七十个期来算这个未来的年日。
That the Lord revealed what was happened in through the 77s about Jesus about Israelite being captured.
所以从初令重新建造耶路撒冷的城啊，初令重新建造耶路撒冷，一直到受膏的军被剪除。
So from the time to rebuild Jerusalem to the king being denounced.
所以共有69个期。
It has 69 sevens.
所以彼得在提到约珥书这段话的时候，这六十九个期已经到了过去了。
So when Peter mentioned about this prophecy from Joel, 69 of this seventh prophecy has fulfilled.
所以最后还有一个期要出现。
There is one more seven need to be appear.
虽然不知道是哪一天，但是是很靠近的。
Even though we don't know when, but it's near.
所以这是末后的日子。
So this is the last days.
所以我们今天在末后的日子。
We are in these last days.
不但是末后的日子，他这里还写个大而明显的日子。
And not only the last days, but it's days with wonders.
这个大而明显日子就可以说在这个一期之内的。
And those are in this the last seven.
那可是我们难以想象的。
And those are something we cannot imagine.
但在这里面呢，还有另外一个特别的重点。
But there is another important point.
彼得，神借着彼得宣告是圣灵的时代开始。
Through Peter, it proclaimed that the Holy Spirit's generation start.
圣灵内住，主耶稣复活之后，吹气给门徒，圣灵内住在信的人里面。
After Jesus Christ resurrected, the Holy Spirit came to live, to dwell with the saints.
然后在五旬节的时候，圣灵浇灌下来，给能力，给恩赐。
Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes.
圣灵的内住是把人带到生命的成长、生命的认识、生命的经历里面。
Dwelling of the Holy Spirit in us has brought us to mature.
但是这里就告诉我们，圣灵的时代已经来了。
But this is also revealing that the Holy Spirit's generation starts.
主耶稣 已经到天上去。
Jesus Christ has ascended to the heaven.
但他今天在圣灵里面来到我们当
中。But he is in us through Holy Spirit.
所以我们要学会受圣灵带领。
So we have to learn how to be led by Holy Spirit.
保罗他经历这个。
Paul had experienced it.
所以保罗经历这个，他在加拉太，他对加拉太人就有个叹息。
So Paul has this experience and he sighed in Galatians.
他为什么你们是靠圣灵入门，你靠圣灵得救的，为什么还要靠肉身来成全呢？
So he was sighing that why the saints are saved by the Holy Spirit, but then they are using their flesh to accomplish the rest.
所以保罗就一直劝加拉太人说，你们既然靠圣灵入门，你是靠圣灵得救的，你要靠圣灵行事，要甚至说靠圣灵来成全。
So Paul told the brothers in Galatians that you are saved through the Holy Spirit, and so you should be accomplishing, guided continuously by the Holy Spirit.
所以这对我们每一个人都是一个重大的提醒。
This is a big reminding to every one of us.
因为顺从圣灵就不顺从肉体。
Because when you obey the Holy Spirit, you don't obey your flesh.
顺从圣灵就顺从主，不顺从人。
When you obey the Holy Spirit, you obey the Lord, not man.
这是个宝贵的学习。
And this is a precious lesson to us.
因为主要把我们带进国度。
Because Lord wants to bring us into the kingdom.
他救赎我们就是要让我们在他来的时候可以欢欢喜喜的进入天国。
He wants us to be happily enter into his kingdom when he returns.
主是很欢喜做这件事。
Lord is pleased to do so.
我们是不是很欢喜的接受呢？
But are we pleased to accept this?
主完成救赎是要把我们带进到这个里面去。
Lord wants to accomplish the salvation so that we can enter into His kingdom.
那我们对于进天国是愿意还是不愿意呢？
So to us, are we willing to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
还是我们像有一些说法说，让他们进吧，我们不进没无所谓。
Or just like others saying, oh, let them go, I can stay back.
这是一个慎重的事情。
This is important to you.
这是得救的人的一个权利，也是个盼望。
This is the right as well as the hope to the saved person.
所以我们得救之后应该活在天国的实际、国度的实际里面。
So as we are saved, we should care about matters in the heaven.
然后直到主再来的时候，我们欢欢喜喜的在国度里面能够享受在国度里面的特权。
And when the Lord returns, we can be happily enter into the kingdom and enjoy it.
但是这一切都需要圣灵。
But all these require Holy Spirit.
因为人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Because if man is not reborn, we cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不从水和圣灵的生，就不能进神的国。
If man is not reborn from the Holy Spirit and water, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
我们在认识圣灵的带领，受圣灵带领，脱节了，跟国度就脱节了。
If we are disconnected with the Holy Spirit, we are disconnected with the kingdom of God.
所以这是宝贵的认识。
So this is something you have to know.
所以他说圣灵浇灌。
And so here the Holy Spirit poured down.
所以圣灵对我们来讲，我们不能自己有。
Holy Spirit is something that we cannot call.
我们不能自己。
We cannot call it into ourselves.
是需要主拯救才有。
But is saved by God.
所以凡求告主名的，就必得救。
So those who call God's name will receive it.
一个人顺服圣灵，
When a person obeys to the Holy Spirit,
真正的顺服圣灵，
truly obey Holy Spirit,
在他身上就会显出顺服圣灵的生命的果效出来。
Then their life will reveal the fruit of the obeying Holy Spirit.
所以我们要为人受浸的时候，我们要看看他身上有没有那个生命的迹象。
During the baptism, we have to see whether the life of this Holy Spirit is in them.
不是他背多少的圣经。
It's not a matter of how many verses of Bibles he can remember.
他如果记得许许多多的圣经，但是没有生命的迹象，他仍然没有得救。
If he remember many, many verses, but he has no reveal of Holy Spirit's life, then he is not saved.
所以一旦会顺服圣灵，那个生命的迹象就会逐渐的彰显出来。
Once you become obedient to the Holy Spirit, your life will reveal.
那个生命的丰富也会显明出来。
The abundance of life will reveal as well.
所以做基督徒不需要装的。
So we don't need to be pretend to be a Christian.
做基督徒最糟糕的情况就是在人这边人是这样表现，在那边人是另外一个表现。
The worst Christian is to be pretending as a Christian over here and then another person in another group.
难道是个不同的生命吗?
So are you living in two different life?
需要活在生命里面。
We need to live in Holy Spirit.
生命会带来那个自然的彰显。
And the life will naturally reveal.
而且生命是特别是 在艰难的环境中来显出那个生命的大能。
And the life will reveal this great power, especially during tribulations.
最近呢，就常常因为下雨，大概下太多了，我们家那个水泥地啊，那个缝啊，就常常长出好多东西出来。
Recently, we have a lot of rains, so the lines, the crack lines in my cement has grown out some plant weed.
所以过一段时间就要去拔。
And from time to time, I have to pull it out.
更麻烦的是，因为我们家后院那个根本就是有石头，又上面又铺的这个那个黑的塑胶布，居然里面就长出有东西长出来。
So in my backyard, I have these small rocks and with black cloth on it, but there are weeds grow out.
生命的大能一定是胜过艰难。The
power of growth, life.
我们因为艰难，把旧造的显露出来，那表示那个生命大能还不在我身上。The
power of life grows from difficulties to reveal.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。This
is precious.
我们得救就应当顺服圣灵。If
we are saved, we have to obey Holy Spirit.
我们的生活也应当顺服圣灵。And
our life to, should obey Lord as well.
显出救恩在我们身上是真实的。To
reveal that the salvation is real in us.
我们不能嘴巴说要嘴巴说我是信主的，但我反映出来不是信主的。We
cannot say that we are saved from our mouth, but our life do not reveal the same.
主耶稣在我们身上不宝贵。Our
Lord is not precious in us. So then we become a choosing matter whether to obey him. We always walk in the road that we think is good. Then you do not reveal God as the real God in you.
耶稣基督如果是主,
if Lord, Jesus Christ is the Lord,
主耶稣如果把我们安排在非常糟糕的环境里面,
if our Lord Jesus put us into a difficult time,
祂不是考验你, 祂是考验祂自己。
He is not just testing you, he is testing himself.
祂是考验祂自己的生命在我们身上是真实还不真实。
He is testing whether his life is truly in you or not.
祂是个得胜的生命。
He is the overcoming life.
任何艰难的环境，他都是得胜的。
He can overcome any difficulties.
不是我们得胜。
It's not us overcoming.
不是我们旧造人得胜。
It's not us overcoming the difficulties.
是他得胜。
But he is the overcomer.
所以你顺从这个得胜的生命。 那个得胜的见证，得胜的能力，得胜的那些情况就会彰显出来。
So when you believe in this victorious life, your victorious living will reveal.
而且圣灵要把盼望给我们。
And Holy Spirit wants to give us hope.
主把国度的盼望给我们。
God gave us this hope of the kingdom.
但是我们必须承认。
But we have to admit.
在信主人当中有国度盼望的人。 是非常少数。
Among the believers, the one who has the hope of the kingdom is very little.
你承认不承认?
In numbers. Do you agree?
因为不认识神的国度。
Because we don't understand the kingdom of God.
因为不愿意活在神的国度的实际里面。
Because we do not want to live in the fact of the kingdom of God.
主要成就把我们带进国度。
Lord wants to accomplish in bringing us into His kingdom. He put us into His church. Church is His body. Church is His body.
也是这个每一个肢体应该让头的那个生命能够显出那个生命出来。
And every body part should reveal the head.
而团体 能够显出身体的那个实际出来。
And as the corporate to reveal the life.
这是生命的显出。
And this is revealing the life.
这是生命的运行。
And the flow of life.
但是这一点真正有经历的还是很少数。
But the one who truly experienced this are very limited in numbers.
但是这却是见证耶稣基督是主。
But it is testifying that Jesus is the Lord.
所以这跟救恩有关系的。
So the salvation is related to the salvation.
我们是经历初期的救恩呢。
We are experiencing the beginning of the salvation.
我们还是经历丰富的救恩。
Or we are experiencing the abundant salvation.
丰富的救恩是灵里得救。魂也得救，魂得救就是不照自己的意思了，就照主的意思。
The abundance salvation is to receive the Holy Spirit, so that our soul is not in charge.
因为我的心思、我的情感、我的意志是顺着神他在我身上启示和带领的。
Because my mind, my heart is going to follow what God guidance.
所以不是我们自己的策划。
So it's not our own plan.
不是我们自己的偏好。
It's not our own favoritism.
所以这里是什么？这个魂呢，已经被新造来更新了。
But the soul is renewed.
然后一直到一个地步，来等候他自己的再来。
Until the day that we await for his return.
所以我们这个，我们如果经历丰盛的救恩
，If we experience this abundant salvation,
在末后的日子
，At the end days,
我们就不会害怕。
We will not be afraid.
有一句话，我自己是很受帮助。
There is this verse that helped me a lot.
但是呢，我还不觉得我完全透。
But I do not think I totally understand it yet.
但是呢，这句话呢，似乎刻在心上。
But this has carved into my heart.
那主呢，好像常常要我想一想。
And Lord, keep reminding me to meditate on it.
或者要我经历一下。
Or to experience it.
在启示录第十二章。
Book of Revelation chapter 12.
第十二章第十节
Verse 10
启示录十二章第十节我听见在天上有大声音说我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say,Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ for the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down.
这也就讲到神的救恩神的能力神的国度和他基督的权柄
It talked about salvation, power, kingdom of God and the authority of the Christ.
这个经历到一个地步什么
They experienced to a point.
那些昼夜控告圣徒的被摔下去了。
Those accuses them day and night were hurled down.
我相信这个救恩的经历是远超过我们刚得救的经历。
I believe this salvation's experience has surpassed our beginning salvation.
这个能力的经历，能力的认识是远超过我们所想象过的。
The understanding of this power surpassed what we can think of.
这个国度的见证是让撒旦崩溃的。
The testimony of this kingdom has collapsed Satan.
基督的权柄使得他可以统掌宝座。
Authority of the Christ allow us to go to the heaven.
所以这都很值得去思考。
This is all worthy for our meditation.
神的话真宝贵。
God's word are precious.
我们不但自己要读。
Not only we have to read.
我们需要跟弟兄姊妹一起读。
We have to read it together with brothers and sisters.
我们不但自己要经历。
Not only we have to experience it.
主也许多的时候是给弟兄姊妹一起经历。
God allow brothers and sisters to experience it together.
所以我们需要主怜悯。
So we need mercy from the Lord.
所以如果那个成为实际的话。
If it is real.
那我们如果万一需要进入这个大灾难。
If we have to enter into this tribulation.
主还是得胜的。
Our Lord is still victorious.
主得胜的能力在我们身上。
Lord, because Lord victorious power is in us.
所以从我们的得救的光景显出是不是耶稣基督是主。
So the condition of our salvation can reveal whether our Christ is the Lord.
他已经是主。
He is the Lord.
他也做成。
He has overcome.
而且他也愿意把他已经完成的救恩。成就在我们的相信愿意跟随他人身上
And he is also willing to share this accomplished salvation to the one who believes
所以凡求告主名的就必得救
So those who believe in his name will be saved
我相信这个得救不是指着刚刚信耶稣的得救
I do not believe that the salvation only applies to the one who just believe.
刚刚信耶稣的时候需要求告主名。
The one who just believe has to require God's name.
如果我们愿意在这个地上继续的认识主, 我们需要继续的求告主名。
If we are willing to continue to live in this earth, to believe in the Lord, we have to plead to Him continuously.
所以我们得救的经历应该是越来越丰富的。
So our salvation experience has become more abundant.
好像保罗他说, 他过去救我们, 他现在救我们, 他将来还要救我们。
Just like Paul said, in the past He saved us, He is saving us now, and in the future He will continue to save.
所以我们经历救恩不是只有一次的事情。
So experiencing this salvation is not just one time.
我们经历的救恩不是只有那一段时间，以后就不再经历了。
The salvation does not restrict to only one time period.
我常常想，如果我不经历救恩，我不知道是一个多可怕的人。
If you think about this, you don't experience salvation, how terrible it will be.
我们每一个人都是可怕的人。
Everyone will be terrible.
没有主拯救，我们都显出可怕的光景。
If God do not save us, we are all terrible people.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
凡求告主名的。
Those who call His name.
就必得救。
Will be saved.
所以今天在我们当中, 如果你还没有信耶稣的,
So if you are among us not saved, not believe in the Christ.
你现在求告主名, 你现在就可以得到救恩。
Now you call upon the Lord and you can pray to Him.
这是主的话。
This is the Lord's word.
这是求告主的面。
Those who call to His name.
所以在救恩当中来见证他是主。
So in salvation, we reveal to people that He is the Lord.
很多时候主允许很多的环境临到我们。
God allowed many situations come to us.
如果 我们不在这个救恩的实际里面,
if we are not in salvation,
我们就会说, 哦, 原来信耶稣人也是这样啊。
So then we will see that, oh, Christian encountered the same thing.
因为什么? 因为我没有活在蒙拯救的实际里面。
Because I did not live in the fact of salvation.
我以为别人看不出来。
So people cannot see.
我以为别人不受影响。
So then people cannot be affected.
我也故意不讲我是基督徒。
And I did not tell people that I'm Christian.
我就是 觉得我这样过日子就很好,
I just feel that the way I live is okay.
可是我虽然不讲我是基督徒的人, 有人就知道你是基督徒。
But even though if I don't tell people I'm Christians, they can tell.
那我们觉得我这样做没关系。
And then we feel that this is not a big deal.
我觉得这样很好。
I feel that this is okay.
我很好, 别人也没有受什么损失。
That I am okay like this and they are not in loss.
有没有想到神就安排眼睛很厉害的人在我们旁边。
But Lord has arranged someone else next to us.
原来他也是基督徒啊。
That he is also a Christian.
怎么我没有看从他身上看到主耶稣的救恩在他身上啊。
How come I don't see the salvation of Christ in him?
怎么他表现出来的完全不像个基督徒啊。
How come he revealed his life not like a Christian?
没有神的同在。
He doesn't have the presence of God.
求告主名就必得救。
We plead to God to be saved.
我们需要主极大的怜悯。
We need the grace from Lord.
我们蒙了拯救并不能并不是我们突然就变成比人家骄傲的，这是不可能的事情。
Once we are saved and we cannot become proud, that's impossible.
你越蒙拯救，你就知道，哎呀，我这个是神的怜悯在我身上太大，太丰富了。
The more you understand the salvation, the more you can see how low you are.
经历神怜悯越丰富的人,
the one who experienced the grace more,
他有可能成为神把怜悯给出去的人。
He can become the person who gave out more God's grace.
但是我们不能经历神的怜悯之后, 我们用来当作我们骄傲的本钱。
But we cannot experience God's grace and become agony.
得罪神的。
Then you offended God.
我们没有付什么代价。
We did not pay a price.
没有什么骄傲的本钱。
We did not pay any price.
蒙了越大的怜悯,
the more grace you receive,
我们是越能够被摆在越低的位置上面。
The lower place you can be placed.
但是在那个最低的位置上面, 显出至高者的同在。
But at the lowest place, you can reveal the highest Lord.
显出他是主, 他掌管一切。
To reveal that this Lord is the one in authority.
所以基督徒不是抢来抢去的。
So Christians do not compete with each other.
有的时候基督徒好像变成, 好像抢夺者一样。
Sometimes we become a grabbers.
那个是撒旦才是抢夺者。
Only Satan is the type of grabbers.
主耶稣是羔羊的灵。
Our Lord is the Lamb.
羔羊的灵是倒空自己，是越降卑一直在降卑的。
The Lamb is the one who empty himself and lower himself.
所以这是很不同的。
Such a difference.
所以我们需要主怜悯我们。
So we need the mercy from the Lord.
我们需要认识救，我们被拯救到会被救到什么样的光景。
We have to see how at what stage we are saved.
我们必须承认我们所经历的救恩。在神全备的救恩里面还是很小的一部分。
We have to admit that the salvation we receive is only a little part of the whole salvation.
我们只是蒙主的怜悯，现在逐渐的增加一点点。
We have the mercy from the Lord so that we can continuously to grow.
但是求主怜悯我们。
But may the Lord have mercy on us.
能够活出蒙拯救的实际。
That we can live out the fact of salvation.
不用我讲话。
I don't need to speak out.
不用跟他吵架。
I don't need to argue.
只要活出生命的实际，人家就看见说，耶稣基督在你身上是主。
I just need to live out the fact so that I can reveal Lord Christ is my Lord.
不是用人的力量。
Not from the power of man.
乃是神的能力彰显。
But the reveal of God's power.
神的同在彰显。
The presence of God's power.
所以许多时候不在乎我们说什么。
So it doesn't matter what I say.
不在乎我们做什么。
It doesn't matter what I did.
在乎神要不要为你为我们所说的所做的，他来做见证。
It matters whether the Lord want to testify for what we did and say.
他来显出，在这个圣徒身上，耶稣基督是主。
He revealed through this saint whether Christ is the Lord.
所以教会受托一个责任，就是见证耶稣基督，基督耶稣是主。
So there is this burden for church to reveal that Christ is the Lord.
所以团体的经历救恩
and the corporate salvation.
团体的建立这个救恩在这样的圣徒当中是丰富的，是荣耀的
and the corporate salvation on the saints is abundant and glorious.
所以这是宝贵的事情
It is precious.
另外就是从生命的道路上见证基督耶稣是主。
On the other hand, that we will reveal Lord Christ as the Lord from the path of our life.
父神借着耶稣基督显明生命的道路是十字架的道路。
Heavenly Father revealed the path of life as the cross, is the life on the cross.
是向己死，向神活。
To die to yourself and live to God.
向罪死，向神活。
Die to sin but live to God.
所以这个十字架道路也是复活的道路。
The path of cross is to the resurrection.
所以这复活的道路 是要经过死亡才有复活。
The path of resurrection has to pass through death first.
那我们常常是不经过死就要去复活。
A lot of time we don't want to pass through the death and we want to enter into resurrection.
但不是这样。
But that's not the case.
是经过死。
You have to pass through death.
所以圣灵会把我们带进到这个经历里面。
And Holy Spirit will help us to go through this experience.
就着个人的经历来讲。
And personally,
我们需要经历顺从圣灵还是顺从肉体。
We need to experience to obey Holy Spirit or obey the flesh.
如果我顺从肉体，死就在我身上发动。
If I obey flesh, death power is in me.
但是我顺从圣灵呢，生命平安就在我身上。
But if I obey Holy Spirit, life and peace is in me.
那因为顺从圣灵有生命，有神给的新造的生命和平安。
Because obeying Holy Spirit, we got the new life from God and we receive peace.
所以逐渐的在凡事上能够顺服基督。
So gradually in everything you can obey Christ.
顺服基督就顺服神的高牧，顺服神的带领。
Obey Christ means to obey God's guidance.
如果我们愿意在每一件事情都顺服基督
，In every single thing we obey Christ.
然后主就把我们带到许多我们不是太喜欢的环境。
Then Lord start guiding us into a situation that we dislike.
在那个环境，他要致死我们这必死的身体。
But in that situation, he will kill the body that will.
为什么呢？因为到那个环境，我就会斗，我就会争，我就会打，我就会骂。
Why? Because in that situation, I'm going to start struggle, I'm going to argue, I'm going to fight.
或者我就会犯奸淫，或者我就会，反正就是犯罪光就会出现。
Or I will start sin.
但是主就借着圣灵来致死这个身体。
But God will do work through Holy Spirit to kill this body.
环境没有改变。
The situation did not change.
但是我改变。
But I changed.
我本来是靠着我的旧生命生活。
I was living through my own self.
但是现在圣灵的生命在我身上。
But Holy Spirit is in me now.
圣灵不动，我就不动。
If Holy Spirit does not move, I do not move.
圣灵不说，我就不说。
If Holy Spirit does not speak, I do not speak.
圣灵没有行动，我就没有行动。
If Holy Spirit does not take action, I don't do anything.
虽然环境在搅动。
Even though situation changes.
但是基督的平安在我们里面。
But the peace from the Christ is in us.
所以到一个地步。
So to a point.
到一个地步，主把我带过死荫的幽谷。
就
在仇敌面前、敌人面前，我要摆设筵席。
To a point that God led me through this death valley and to set a banquet in front of my enemies.
让我们活在神同在的世纪。
So that we can live in the fact of the God presence.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
This is precious to us.
所以如果每一个弟兄姊妹都有圣灵的平安、生命在里面
，If every brothers and sisters have this Holy Spirit's peace and life.
那弟兄姊妹在一起所交通的是新生命。
So the fellowship among brothers and sisters are the new life. The new life.
不是旧生命。
Not the old life.
还是有什么偏好，有什么，但是是交通在新造的生命里面。
We are fellowshipping in the new life.
所以这个时候是带来新造的建造的。
So this is all new built.
所以大卫老早就看到复活的生命。
So David had saw this new life.
所以他说，我看见主常在我右边，叫我不致摇动。
Therefore David said, I saw the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken.
我们知道大卫是受许许多多的苦。
We know that David went through a lot of tribulations.
而且有许多的危机，就是他的生命会在那样的危机中就消失掉。
And he also went through many crises that are life-threatening.
按照大卫的天然能力来讲话，他也是个勇士。
According to David, his own body, he is also a strong soldier.
如果是去斗争的话，去战斗的话，大卫是不会输的。
If he wants to fight, he will win.
但是他说，我常常看见主在我眼前。
But here he says, I saw the Lord always before me.
在我右边
He is on my right hand
叫我不致摇动
So that I will not be shaken
所以大卫跟主的关系那个神的同在到一个地步是他在摇动的环境艰难的环境里面他是不摇动的
So the relationship between God and David is that David will not be shaken in any conditions
不但如此他说我心里快乐
But his heart is glad
心里欢喜
His heart is rejoiced
我的舌快乐
My tongue rejoices.
并且我肉身在指望中。
And my body also will live in hope.
所以神的同在，神的扶持，使得他不但胜过艰难，而且甚至他活在盼望当中。
So the presence of God and the help of God, make him to have hope in life.
国度是我们的盼望。
The kingdom is our hope.
如果国度不是我们的盼望。
If the kingdom is not our hope,
那我们就以地上的东西做我们的盼望。
Then the earthly matters become my hope.
但是大卫是，他灵魂身体安居在指望中。
But David has his heart, soul, and mind set with God.
因为他在经历中，他在神的启示中，他已经认识了基督的复活。
Because in his experience with God and revelation with God, he understands Christ.
所以今天神也借着我们来带进复活的经历。
So today, God has also through us to experience this guidance.
所以主给我们教会生活不是浪费日子的生活。
God gave us the church life not to waste our life.
如果这是个浪费日子的生活, 我是第一个逃避的。
If this is wasting our life, I will be the first one who leave.
我连一天都不愿意进来。
I will not even spend one day here.
一个小时都不愿意待。
Not even 1 hour.
一分钟我都不愿意待。
Not even 1 minute.
如果这只是一个浪费生命的人，那我都不愿意。
If this is only wasting my time and my life.
但不是。
But not.
主要把耶稣基督那复活的生命在我们身上写为实际。
God wants to reveal resurrection life of Christ as real in our life.
所以主要我们经历。
So Lord wants us to experience.
我还请大家看一下圣经好了。
And let's read some scriptures.
我不是讲我自己的话。
I'm not saying my own word.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4 verse 4。
身上常带着耶稣的死, 使耶稣的生显明在我们身上。
Chapter 4 verse 10. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
所以主要把我们带到一个地步, 来真正的见证, 那个复活的生命已经在我们身上。
So Lord wants us to bring us to a point to reveal the resurrected life.
耶稣的死在我身上。
The death of Jesus is on us.
耶稣的生就是那个生命，那个复活生命的生也在我身上。
The life, the resurrected life of Jesus is also in us.
甚至到一个地步，就是死在我们身上发动，生却在别人身上发动。
To a point that death revealed in us, but life revealed in others.
这是一个真正的服事。
And this is the true ministry.
真正的服事是把生命带给别人。
The true ministry is to bring life to others.
真正的服事是把人带到真正的死而复活的实际。
The true ministry is to bring people to this resurrected life.
服事别人不是疲劳轰炸。
Serving others is not just tiring.
服事别人是把基督的生命 新造的生命,复活的生命,带给被服侍的人。
Servicing others is to bring this life of Jesus, the resurrected life, the new life to others.
如果这个服侍人身上没有这个复活的生命,
If the one who served does not have this type of life,
无论他怎样的努力,
No matter how hard he worked,
无论他用什么人的办法,
No matter what type of method he used,
他没有生命的 那个时期他就没有办法生命给出去。
If he does not have this life, he cannot give out this life.
所以这是一个很现实的问题。
So this is practical.
死在我们身上发动。
Death
生却在另外一群身上发动。
Death started in our body, but life started in others.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious, actually.
所以今天主就让我们见证耶稣是主。
So Lord,
基督是主。
Lord wants us to testify that Jesus is the Lord.
所以他生命的道路显明他是主。
So the life of path revealed that He is the Lord.
生命活出来的光景显明他是主。
The condition of life revealed that He is the Lord.
而且甚至当为着把生命给出去，要受苦的。
That we even willing to suffer in order to give out this life.
保罗说他为着教会。
Paul said for the church.
补满基督患难的缺欠。
That he is filling in all the loophole of what Jesus Christ did not fill.
就是他为着教会能够基督的身体能够长成基督身体的实际。
So for the purpose to let the church grow.
保罗要受苦。
Paul has to suffer.
保罗也鼓励哥罗西的弟兄姊妹，你也要受苦的。
Paul encouraged the Colossians, church in Colossians to suffer.
死在他身上发动，生才就别人身上发动。
The death started from him, but life started from others.
有人到死亡不痛苦的吗？
Some people do not suffer till die.
但是他说这是自战自清的苦楚。
But he said that this is a lightly suffering.
因为他有一个眼光，他有一个眼睛看到了超越这一切可以看见的。
Because he has this vision surpassing all these sufferings.
国度在他前面是真实的。
The kingdom is so real in front of him.
主的再来在他里面是首要的盼望。
The return of the Lord is the first priority for him.
他知道主再来一切那个荣耀是这些受苦完全不能比的。
He knows that the return of the Lord is glorious that will surpass all these sufferings.
所以就算是受苦多年，但他说是自战，这是很短的。
So even though he has suffered for many years, he said these are only temporary.
就算是要命的，他说是自轻的。
Even though these are life-threatening, he said these are light suffering.
因为他看见一个极重无比的荣耀在。
Because he see that important glorious.
所以你当走着生命的路的时候。
So when you are walking on this life.
当你顺着神借着基督耶稣所显明的生命的路的时候。
When you are walking on this path of life revealed by Jesus.
你不是光有生命的感觉。
You do not only feel the life.
当你生命长大的时候，你的眼你所看的东西就增加了，就能看到那神所愿你看见的。
When your life grow, you will see more that Lord allow you to see.
当我不走生命路
，If I don't walk on this path of life,
我不走生命路
，I don't walk on.
我们在教会来来去去三十年、四十年
，We come to church for 20-30 years.
该看见的还是看不见。
What we are supposed to see, we do not see.
这是我过去在台湾经历的。
This is what I experienced when I was in Taiwan.
我不是批评。
I am not criticizing.
对我是一个重大的警戒。
To me, but it's a warning.
我看到有些弟兄祷告的是挺大声的。
I heard a lot of loud praying from brothers.
看起来好像是挺认识主的。
And they seem to know the Lord very well.
但是当环境把他带到那个关键的时候。
But when the environment changed and bring him into it,
他里面没有盼望。
He has no hope.
表示说他没有进入那个世纪。
So he did not experience Lord.
起头我是在旁边跟他陪他的时候，我觉得说，这怪怪的，我觉得他好像并不是那么，就说就只觉得怪怪的。
In the beginning, I felt a little bit strange around him.
一直到关键的时候。
Until the critical point.
那个关键时候出现的时候。
At the critical event.
有盼望的人就有盼望。
The one with hope will show hope.
没有盼望就没有盼望的表现。
The one who did not have hope will not show hope.
这是很实际的。
And this is real.
到关键时候，谁也拉不住谁。
At the critical point, nobody can hold on to the others.
谁也没有办法把人推过。从没有盼望推成有盼望。
Nobody can push a person from hopeless to hope.
这是个很实际的东西。
And this is real.
所以极重无比的荣耀。
So this is a important glory.
是在生命的经历、生命的认识、生命的长进中逐渐的形成的。
To form gradually from the understanding of the life.
我达不到那个程度，我就看不见那个东西。
If I don't reach that point, I will not see it.
所以主说。不重生是不能见神的国。
So the Lord said, if you are not reborn, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
不从水和圣灵生是不能进神的国。
If you are not reborn from the Holy Spirit and water, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
见神的国跟进神的国是两个不同层次的。
Seeing kingdom of God and entering into kingdom of God are two levels.
神的国是客观的还是主观的？
Knowing there is a kingdom of God, is this subjective or objective?
是个幻想还是真实的？
Or is in the imagination or real?
如果你神的国在你身上是真实的，你就应该活在神的国的世界里面。
If the God life is real in you, then you have to live in His kingdom.
神的国的世界，他是主。
The God of God's kingdom is that He is the Lord.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
不是我是主。
Instead of me being the Lord,
这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious.
而且这一个呢，让我们在生命当中再去面对基督台前审判的时候，就不害怕了。
So we are not going to be afraid in the judge before the judgment throne.
你都看到极重无比的荣耀了。
You have seen that ultimate glorious.
基督台前的审判，其实那原文不是审判那个字，原文就是说。在基督台前，你该怎么样得什么就是得什么。
And before the judgment throne, in the original text, it means that will reward you according to what you deserve.
所以在基督台前是有人，当然有人是被责备的。
So of course there will be someone being rebuked.
但有人什么？
But there will be also
有人去拿极重无比的荣耀的。
Those who receive the ultimate glorious.
看我们要成为哪一群人。
And which group of the people we will become.
但去的路是生命的道路。
But the path is the path of life.
啊, 他是主。
He is the Lord.
基督耶稣是主。
Christ Jesus is the Lord.
如果我们活在这个世纪里面,
if we live in this real estate,
你发现今天我们要赶快忘记背后, 努力面前。
Then you will see that we have to forget the past and work hard to the front.
不管我们有多少的失败,
no matter how many failures,
不管我们有多少的软弱,
how many weakness we have,
不管我们有多少的曾经抵挡主,
how many times we offended the Lord,
或者我们有多少的不讨主喜悦,
how many times we displease our Lord.
我现在愿意赶快回到主面前。
I want to return to the Lord.
求告主名就必得救。
To ask for His name to be saved.
顺着圣灵，主会把我们带到那生命的丰富里面去。
Obey the Holy Spirit so that you can be guided into the abundant life.
所以这是宝贵的。
This is precious.
所以在我刚刚已经提了， 这个借着基督的身体显出基督耶稣为主的实际。
Through the Christ of Jesus to reveal His reality.
借着神的话显出基督耶稣为主。
Through Lord's word to reveal that Jesus is the Lord.
借着救恩的实际。 显出基督为主的实际,
through the salvation to reveal the realistic of Jesus.
借着生命的道路, 走生命的道路, 显出基督耶稣为主的实际,
through the path of life to reveal that Lord Jesus is our Lord.
这章还有些部分,
there are more parts in these verses for us to meditate.
主若愿意的话,
if the Lord are willing, we are going to have more study.
我们有点祷告,
let's have more prayer.
主我们赞美你,
Lord, we praise you.
你就是主,
you are the Lord.
但是你为了我们道成肉身,
and for us, you become flesh.
你成就了那奇妙的救恩,
you accomplished this wondrous salvation.
我们谢谢你,
we thank you.
愿你借着我们在你的拯救中, 在你生命的带领中, 能够见证你就是, 能够宣告, 你就是为主。
Through the salvation and the guidance, we can proclaim that you are our Lord.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.